USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The death toll from flash floods triggered by torrential rain in eastern Kentucky earlier this week is up to 26, according to Governor Andy Beshear. Mr. Beshear said on Facebook Saturday that the state was still in the search and rescue phase and that the number of fatalities was likely to increase. I'm worried that we're going to be finding bodies for weeks to come, he said Saturday in a briefing. A Dallas police officer engaged with and disabled a female shooter who allegedly opened fire near a ticket counter, sending shots into the ceiling as crowds evacuated from the airport. A 37-year-old woman was dropped off at that airport about 11 o'clock near the ticket counters in front of Southwest Airlines, went into a restroom, and then exited the restroom wearing some sort of hoodie or different type of clothing than what she had on when she walked in. The woman was taken into custody and is currently in the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' primary company filed for bankruptcy protection on Friday, an unexpected move. It comes as a trial is underway in Texas to determine how much in damages he'll have to pay the families of 2 Sandy Hook victims who sued and won a default judgment against him. Jones' decision to seek bankruptcy protection for his company, Free Speech Systems, which operates InfoWars, also comes after he was found legally responsible in a separate defamation case in Connecticut. In that Connecticut case, a different group of families similarly sued Jones over false claims he made about the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting. Many shoppers have pulled back on buying clothing and other discretionary items as the highest inflation in 4 decades pinches their pocketbooks. That's left Walmart and other retailers stuck with too many clothing items and bigger ticket stuff sitting on their shelves. To help clear out the backlog, Walmart is cutting prices on some items and marking down products. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The latest search at a site in Jersey City, New Jersey, early last month came up empty, but its undertaking shows the dedication and determination of the FBI to solve the iconic case that started when the legendary labor leader Jimmy Hoffa vanished in Detroit 47 years ago today. He was believed to be on his way to a meeting with 2 top Detroit and New Jersey mobsters. The 2 original FBI suspects who were still alive declined to talk about what happened. No one has ever been charged. There's also 2 major competing theories about Hoffa's fate. After he was killed by mobsters in Detroit, his body was either taken to the central sanitation facility in nearby Hamtramck and incinerated, or his remains were transported to Jersey and buried there. A Kansas law allowing deadly force against an attacker as a police officer facing trial on a felony charge. Wichita police officers responded to a call about domestic violence and a suicide threat at a home. And once inside, a dog charged at an officer who fired his gun twice. He missed. However, bullet fragments hit a 9-year-old girl. She's okay, but the officer says he fired in self-defense. And the Kansas Supreme Court ordered a trial for that policeman, saying the state law grants immunity from prosecution only regarding an attacker, not a bystander. Finally, a new survey finds Americans prefer boneless wings over bone-in wings by a margin of almost 2-to-1. Listen, boneless wings aren't wings. They're chicken nuggets. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm Tony Maruso. This is USA Radio News.